Blog Talk Radio.
As opposed to last week's episode, where suddenly I magically disappeared. I have no idea where Sean is. Hopefully he'll be calling in shortly. Seth Kalin, Sean Palmer, or soon at some point Sean Palmer, on the Seth and Sean Sports Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio, at sportspage.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside.
Seth, are you there? Did I just kick you off?
Yes. You just kicked me off.
Awesome. Good to know. Welcome back. Last week we missed you.
Well, what can I say? It's what happens when there's a... It actually doesn't even show them on the switchboard.
I know that. That's why I said, did I kick you off?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you lose power, internet, and cell phone access for 4 days.
And we all missed you. We actually we had a caller or two, and they were like, "Where's Seth?" And
were you a little verklempt?
I was kind of concerned. I gotta say, I wasn't verklempt, but I was definitely concerned. I was like, "All right, so Seth is generally about 2 minutes late on the show. All right, Seth could be 5 minutes late on the show. Okay, Seth could be 15 minutes late on the show. Seth is generally not 30 minutes late on the show." Okay, what happened? Well, I was a little verklempt, a little surprised, and I'm happy to inform everybody that Seth was fine.
My grill is not so lucky.
Well, but that's what insurance is for.
Yeah, I can't put it through insurance, man. By the time
Why
I
not?
Pay the deductible, because by the time I pay the deductible. So I called PC Richards, and with it, I have to call Weber, and I called Amex to fight it. So hopefully one of those will work. By the way, you saw what just happened?
The Pac-10 canceled sports until the spring?
No, well, yeah, but also Biden picked his VP candidate.
No, who is it? Who is our next vice president?
I certainly hope so. Kamala Harris.
Ah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, be fair, and we're not a political show, but we will give our opinions here on this because this is news.
We often do.
Because this is news. I believe the last time that I think it's a misnomer that a vice president is supposed to carry a state or bring supporters or whatnot. The last time that the vice president mattered, at least in presidential races, was Lyndon Johnson in 1960, whatever. 1960 was Kennedy? Yeah, because he died in 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the last time that the vice president really carried his state or her state, and they won. So really, not a big deal that Kamala Harris is from a liberal state like California, and that the Democrats were going to carry California anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the right move. She is – I think you have to pick a vice president choice nomination based on somebody that you can work with and somebody that, you know what, if the president happens to die, and it seems like we continually get older and older presidents, it's going to happen once. It's happened before. This would not be the first time that a president has died in office. It would be the first president, I believe, since Kennedy that would die in office. And before Kennedy,
can we not kill FDR? Can we not kill Joe yet? Can we not kill Joe yet?
I'm not killing Joe. I'm just saying that both presidential nominees, and I believe they are the presumptive nominees at this point, being Biden and President Trump, are in their late 70s.
I didn't say it was beyond the realm of possibility.
No,
but,
I gotta tell you, yeah. I mean, It is more likely than not to actually happen.
It's the logical choice. You don't want to bring someone in who's never run for an office of significance before. She's moderate. She's extraordinarily smart. She would rip Pence a new one in a debate. And it's logical. It was a logical pick 4 months ago. It's a logical pick now. So, hopefully, people who know me know my feelings. I'm not really shy about it. And hopefully she is the VP come two and a half months from now.
Which would be the first female VP in history. So
she's the second one to run. Geraldine Ferraro.
No, third one to run. Sarah Palin.
Palin. I actually forgot about her.
Yes, I can understand why. But the Maverick, Sarah Palin, it would be the first African American vice president as well. So, hopefully that will bring some votes. It may not bring the California vote because you're going to have the California vote anyway, but hopefully it will bring some African American votes to Biden's side.
Yeah, maybe
not
your
really
state.
What's that? Maybe my state?
Maybe your state.
It would be nice. I got to tell you, I'm not thrilled with the whole mail-in vote, and not that it shouldn't be allowed. It's that I don't believe it'll get there. I will be standing on a street corner somewhere, not peddling drugs, but rather waiting for my vote on November 3rd. I have already told my boss
I thought you would just be waiting for a pretty little something on the corner of the road.
That's fine, too. She wants to come out. As long as she voted for Joe, I'm good to go. If she voted for Donald, we can go the other way. I don't think I could deal with that.
Yeah.
And
reading this a couple of years ago, if you were on Hinge or Tinder, all these, and you would see Trump voters and would not apply.
Yes. That happens that's on many people's profiles. If you are a Trump supporter, do not apply. If you are not in favor of Trump, do not apply. 100%. That is on both sides of the aisle. And I think that is more in the state that I am in than it is in most. Because you have such a dichotomy of views here. You have it's not a 80-20 red state anymore. I mean, you go to Alabama, it's a little bit different.
No,
it's in play.
It's kind of in play. It's unlikely, but it's in play.
Agreed. If you'd like to call in 760-283-0846, we are obviously talking politics today, but we will move on to sports momentarily. No, look, it's an important day, right? It doesn't matter whether we're a sports show or not. I would think most sports shows are, Joe Biden made his vice presidential nominee. I think that's news, whether it's sports or otherwise. And here we are in a pandemic, which is affecting everybody, and politics is first and foremost. And I'm not upset about talking about it. I just don't want it to be, and it will be, the constant discussion for the next 4 months. Because if you haven't made up your mind by now, Seth, I hope it's 3 months. I hope. But if you haven't made up your mind by now, I don't think that there are undecided voters out there. I have an interest in the debates just to see what happens, but not one thing in that debate is going to change my mind. None.
I have no interest in the debates. I don't typically, and this changes nothing. I'm a registered Democrat. I will most of the time vote Democrat, although I would not vote for de Blasio in New York City. But I am very simple. I'm a social liberal, a fiscal moderate, and there is no fiscal moderation. The country is a disaster. And I don't really need to go into more detail than that.
Yeah, I think you're on one of two sides here. You believe that the country is doing well and that he
who believes the country is doing
hold
well.
Hold on. And that this is a virus that basically will play itself out, and that our president did nothing to encourage it nor dissuade it. That's one side. And the other side is this country is in chaos, and much the same way it was anybody but Hillary, now it's basically anybody but Donald Trump. I think those are the two sides. I don't think there is a moderate view down the middle anymore. And that's okay.
No,
you're allowed to have that.
Yep. Okay, on to sadder stories.
I was going to say bigger and better, but I'm not exactly sure what's bigger and better these days. Sadder stories,
no.
College sports.
Certainly the Big Ten and Pac-10 canceling is not bigger and better.
Well,
it's
let's understand, it's
right
not just those two either. It's not just those two. Over the last week, we have the Ivies are done, and now I think that was 2 weeks ago. The MAC is canceled. The MAC is canceled. Old Dominion has said, you know what, we're done. I'm not sure what conference they're in. I have no idea. Well, UConn's just done. I think UConn's just done in football. I think Old Dominion said they're done in everything. And I think that, and obviously the Ivy, the Pac-10, and the Big Ten are done in everything. I think UConn just said football. Not that other things won't follow. But let's remember UConn's in a very strange situation, right? So UConn is now an independent. And being an independent this year, when every single conference is saying, oh, yeah, if we play, and it's a big if, we're going to play just in our conference. If you're an independent, you're kind of shit out of luck.
you kind of have no place to go.
That's
why Notre Dame jumped to the ACC for this year.
And the ACC has stated that they are going to play.
They will play, as has the SEC.
And I'm flummoxed. I'm flummoxed how this is going to work. So you're going to get two of the biggest conferences playing against each other, which means mad ratings, right? I mean,
yes.
Ratings off the wazoo chart, right? No question. If they play, ratings off the wazoo. If they don't, if they get halfway and they can't play anymore, where the heck does that go?
It goes nowhere.
I mean, you just give them like 8 weeks off and then come back and play more?
It could be. I mean, my assumption is that the Big Ten and Pac-10 will prepare for spring football.
Yes, which will also
now,
get tremendous ratings.
What will be interesting is Nebraska and Iowa are the two schools that voted against playing.
And Frost said he definitely wants to play.
Right. Well, everybody wants to play.
Well,
but
he said
the
we're
rumor
definitely
is
playing.
Can they? Right. Will they associate with the Big 12 for a year? Can they? How would that be possible? Now, again, there's 14 teams. There's what, 14 teams in the Big 12? As weird as that sounds?
Yep.
So if you go to 16
10
teams,
in the Big 10.
Yeah. Or I guess it's
10.
If you go to 16, now that doesn't make sense. It can't be 14 in the Big 12. With 14 in the Big Ten or whatever it is, you can figure it out.
Sure.
I just it's a question of whether the Big 12 would want them to.
And now
remember,
Nebraska
left the Big 12 or Big Ten, Big Eight, whatever it was, years ago.
And now let's go back to how you're going to do a championship game. In that you're going to have two of the biggest conferences in the fall ball. And two of the biggest conferences in spring ball. And you're going to have a championship in June, which is after the NFL draft, which you know Trevor Lawrence would never play in. I mean, there's a whole lot going on here.
There would either be two champions or there would be none. You can't have one play the other come in May when one team hasn't played in 6 months.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. This is all – so let's play this out. Let's play prognostication, Mr. Kamens. Will the SEC and ACC play ball starting September 10th?
I think so.
Or do they fold? And by fold, I mean fold to the whims of the Big Ten and the Pac-10. Do you think they actually go forward and play?
I think they're going to go forward and play. I think you would have presidents potentially kicked out of the universities down in Southeast Conference if they didn't go out and play.
Okay.
I don't know quite how that would work.
Well, how it's going to work is simple. I mean, they have a schedule built in already. I mean, no national championship. And you probably have the Pac-10 play the Big Ten champion in the spring, and you have the SEC champion play the ACC champion in the fall. That's it. And we have college football, at least for 3 weeks. Because I think that's all you're going to get.
Well,
I think you're only going to get 3 weeks of football. I got
to
tell you, though, I was wrong. Baseball's still playing.
They're hanging
in. I don't know how. And there are guys batting .428 that I've never heard of. I am so happy not to be playing fantasy baseball this year because I would have had everybody on the COVID team.
I would actually ask a fantasy baseball question. And I kind of laughed and I said, look, even in my knowledgeable days, it would be iffy at best. Now, I've got no clue.
Oh, there is
not.
If you ask me who is leading the league in batting right now, no idea. If you ask me who had the most home runs, I guess Mike Trout because I knew he hit 3 the other day, or Aaron Judge, who I know hit 7 in 8 games or something like that. That's it. Like I have since that first, and I said this last week. I think this year's baseball is a farce. I mean, a complete and total farce. Everything about it is a farce. So here we are.
Now, to be fair, I do know who the American League Cy Young winner would be. That would be Shane Bieber.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Are you not answering? Are you shocked that I know a pitcher on the – not Corey Kluber. Who's no longer on the –
Corey Kluber's on the Rangers.
That's what I just – were you not answering because you were shocked by my knowledge, or you were not answering because you didn't think I would know a pitcher who was not on Cleveland – who pitcher on Cleveland since Kluber's gone?
Oh, I mean, they're the two of the best, three of the best pitchers in the major leagues are on Cleveland right now.
Is Bob Feller still there?
No, there's Zach Plesac, there's Mike Clevenger, and there's Shane Bieber.
Wait a minute, Zach Plesac is in what do you call it? He's in quarantine.
Plesac. Yes, but
yeah,
he was.
He's in quarantine.
He was. Yeah, and so is Clevenger because they both left. But they're still three of the best pitchers in baseball. They're all on Cleveland.
Oh, I was. Yeah, this is why I don't do baseball.
I'm like, they're all on baseball. But at the same time, you're right. It's just a complete farce. It's the fact that they're going to play 60 games. A pitcher will lead the league with 7 wins. I mean, this isn't baseball is a grind. This is the playoffs will be longer than the actual regular season. But hockey's back.
That's why I put in the overview. This is one of Sean's better weeks. The Islanders do well, and Toronto gets knocked out.
Yes, but the Rangers get the number one pick in the draft last night.
I saw.
Yeah, I just can't have good things. Like, every time I think the Islanders are better than the Rangers, you knew it was either going to be Toronto or the Rangers getting that number one pick. I mean, that draft was all screwed up to begin with, and here we are with the Rangers getting the number one pick. It is what it is. But, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty happy. I mean, I get hockey tomorrow at 3 p.m., which is amazing. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yes, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Okay. My days are all sorts of in my head. So I got tomorrow I got hockey. And then I got hockey on Friday at 8 p.m. I was like, yes. And then I got hockey on Sunday. Then I got hockey on Sunday at noon. I'm like, this is great. And my brother doesn't have to wake up at like 8:30 in the morning to watch. This is like the Olympics all over again.
Look, I'm happy for the Islander fans. You got a matchup you can live with.
Yes.
I mean, it may not have been your first choice, but it's certainly better than Boston or Tampa.
Yes, so, agreed. And I'll tell you, Seth, as of last week, I had not watched a basketball game, an NBA game. And I had talked to you about this, and we were like, we're not really interested. I got to tell you, starting tonight, I'm going to start watching basketball. I'm really interested in the Suns making the playoffs.
Oh, they have been amazing to watch.
Yes.
Or to make it to the play-in game where they would play Memphis, which would be fun.
But for those that don't understand how the NBA worked, when they closed down the season, there were four teams within 4.5 games of the playoffs in the West. But they hadn't played an equal amount of games. So they took them all into the bubble. So that was San Antonio, Phoenix,
Portland,
and Memphis. And Memphis had a 2.5 game lead. Well, Memphis had
actually
lost
hold on, and New Orleans. Don't forget about New Orleans.
Oh, and New Orleans, right.
Forget about them now. They're out.
Right, New Orleans has shot the bed.
Yeah.
Memphis lost Jaren Jackson, and they've shat the bet, even though they were two and a half games up. But they're still in. If they win out, they're in. If Portland wins out, they're in. San Antonio has, I think they're 4-2. Like they've been idling by. They need a lot to go right, but they can get in. Phoenix, who was 2.5 games out, has gone 6-0, and Devin Booker has looked like the second coming of, I don't know, Damian Lillard? I mean, he has been phenomenal. He's been sensational. I was trying to think of a good comparison. A long shooting guard. I mean, a really long shooting guard that can shoot. I'm not talking like a...
Yeah, but Damian
Lillard.
Maybe Damian Lillard.
How about Mitch Richmond?
I'll take it as a Mitch Richmond fan.
Dwayne Wade, like any of these guys, right? He has taken over games. He has been phenomenal. And so whoever gets to the 8-9, there will be a play-in series. And this is why I didn't understand until last night. The play-in series, the 8 seed is very important as opposed to the 9 because they only play 2 games.
To play into the
playoffs. So the 9 seed has to win both games. So basically, Phoenix has to go 10-0 to get into the playoffs. At worst, 9-1. And they've gone 6-0 so far. I think that's must-see TV until they lose now.
And the funny part is, as you said, Booker's been the best player since the return.
Yes.
The second best player was the guy they traded for a bag of basketballs
out
in Indiana.
T.J. Warren.
T.J. Warren has been sensational.
Yep.
And which makes Indiana a team that nobody wants to play. It's really interesting because a lot of what it seems like is happening is teams maybe not per se trying to lose, but and it kind of makes sense because they're just kind of playing their way back in. I know the Clippers want the Lakers to play the Blazers. Because they think that's an awful matchup for them.
And it is.
Because the Lakers are an older team, and they have no one to guard Lillard and McCollum.
Yeah.
And Nurich can maybe not neutralize Davis, but can at least play with him now that he's back being healthy. And, so I would not want to play Portland. Phoenix is playing well. I don't think they have the depth to go very far. But who wants to play against a guy who's playing the way Booker is?
Exactly. And next week, we'll be happy to give you our NBA playoff preview, because we have not given a preview in so long. But at least by next week, we'll know who the heck is in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What?
By the way, you do realize we're going to have to start doing our fantasy football and our previews and our pro football previews. And
oh, I know.
How the hell are we going to do this?
All right. So here's the new schedule. So next week is the 17th, is the 18th. That will be our NBA playoff preview. The 25th will be our fantasy football preview, and then the 1st will be our NFL preview. That's fine. I don't foresee doing a college football preview because I don't think anybody's playing.
No.
So there
and
you go.
We all know how much you love doing the NHL preview anyway. I mean, excuse me, the college football preview anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alabama wins. There's my college football preview. But
didn't you have the
Final
Four last year?
I did. Okay. How many times are you going to throw that in my face? Yes, I had Nebraska going to the championship series last year. But look, a fantasy football preview will be interesting this year for a thousand different reasons, but some of them being that players obviously have opted out. You have new players and new teams. You have COVID problems where players may not play as often. And I got to tell you, there are some players where the older you are, I think the more susceptible you are to virus and sickness and everything else. And you may not want the older players this year. Or, I mean, lucky for the NFL, they didn't have an opt-out for a quarterback, because that would have thrown everything into shitsville. Yes, that is our schedule. Next week, we will have an NBA preview. The week after, we will have our fantasy football preview. And then right after Labor Day, we will have our NFL preview right before the season supposedly will start. I mean,
we hope.
We hope.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, look. I don't know if that's the right thing to hope for.
Well, Nabate Owls is pushing our fans. I mean, we've already paid this year, so we better play.
Well, Vladimir Putin just came out and said that Russia found the vaccine. So you can see how much I you know, I'm sure there'll be no skepticism about that. So.
Oh no! No! I'll be the first one in line for the vaccine that was found on your backseat. I'll be there.
Do me a favor. Wait for the one by Johnson & Johnson.
I'm sure Jake is loving this. Here, Uncle Sean, here's the vaccine. Look, there's going to be a lot of skepticism with anything that comes out, especially if it comes from Russia or China. But, yeah, I mean, look, we are in a strange time. I mean, we just are, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we're just in a strange time. Everything is based on your tolerance. And here we are trying to make light of this where, yes, we're trying to make light of this. I mean, because we have a half hour or 45 minutes to make light of it. But it is definitely something that I got to tell you, when hockey was on the other day, for the first time in a very long time, I saw it some form of normalcy.
Are you watching it right now?
No, I'm not watching it right now. I didn't even know there was a game on right now. I don't think there is a game on right now.
There is a game on right now. I am watching it.
What's playing? Who's playing?
Columbus, Tampa. I hear they played each other last year. I heard a rumor.
You heard a rumor that this may be payback.
No, it's 2-2 with 5 minutes to go. So.
Okay, well. And I'll tell you, hockey's a little bit better to watch on TV for me than the NBA is. Maybe it's because they do a better job, A, of piping in sounds, and B, the fans aren't as visible
because it's not a court, right? Yep.
But I'm definitely just – I mean, I told you this, but I'll tell our listeners that the other day – I I was watching the game, and obviously the Islanders score, and I get pretty vocal when the Islanders score. And I went back down to my – yeah, well, I'm a vocal guy. When I went back down to the pool, some woman approached me, and I was like, oh, okay, you're attractive. I'll talk to you. And she said, do you live
– This could explain being single at 44. You're good-looking, so I'll talk to you.
Right, because
Jesus
I have so much
Christ.
Dude, because I have so much choice in this matter. Anyway, so she comes up to me and she goes, do you live in 719? And yes, I live in apartment 719 for anybody that wants to come over here. So I live
for the
in the 719.
For if there's a girl who, for the love of God, wants to come over to Sean, please feel free to call the show at 760-283-0846.
So anyway, so,
like the good old
so she said, yeah, so she says to me, do you live in 719? I said, yes, I actually do. Why? She goes, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, I think everything is just fine. Thank you. Why? Well, at 12:30, I heard something really loud drop and somebody really loud scream. I had to think about it. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. The Islanders scored. She's like, excuse
me?
That was
the end of your conversation.
No, my conversation. I did tell her, I did ask her that if you hear that guttural scream at 3 o'clock in the morning to please call the ambulance because there may be something wrong. But other than that, I'm like, it's hockey. And she's like, oh, you're a hockey fan. I was like, yeah. And she's a Flyers fan. So I'm glad we're not playing each other. But, yeah, we're going to go watch hockey later this week. So that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, but you don't shit where you eat, dude. It's just not a good idea. It's
Sean,
not a good
we're
idea.
In the middle of a fucking, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You shit wherever you can.
Oh, how does Carly feel about that?
I wouldn't know. I haven't shit for a while.
Oh boy, this has degenerated into something. Definitely has. This is like Seth and Sean Sports Radio with Ted the Bear talking, like from the movie.
A commercial. But this was this is also more like this is more like our shows from our first couple of years. Except for the pandemic part. But
complete degeneration.
Yeah. Complete degeneration into our dating lives and girls and work and. Well, work is what it is, and there's no girls for me. Well, I mean, I'm married, but, you know.
There's no girls for me. You have a daughter and you have a wife, but there's no girls in my life, I promise.
Well, we've hosted – I actually was funny. When I was putting this up, it showed 5 years, 201 episodes. And we know – you and I both
know we've
been hosting a show for longer than.
I think that includes everybody's episodes on Blog Talk, though, for Back Sports Page, so I don't think that's just you and me. But
no, it can't be. We've hosted more than 200 shows. We've hosted
I know, but we haven't been on Blog Talk the entire time.
Yes, we have.
We have?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, we did a shutdown and a restart with Blog Talk, but that's all we've ever used. And even where at some point we're supposed to transition – you know, who the hell knows, but I'm paying $40 a month for our shows only.
Well, I gave you 10. I gave it to Nabate.
Yeah, that makes up for the hundreds and hundreds of dollars I've spent over the years. So, but again, it is what it is, and it's a cost well worth eating. Who does Phoenix play tonight?
I did not look at the schedule and before I came on the show. I as you know, I was not feeling too well today. So I will look it up right now.
I will look it up because
right here, ESPN. You know, ESPN does still have something of a.
Phoenix is playing right now. They're playing Philly. They're playing Philly right now.
Oh, are they winning?
58-54. Well, Philly without Simmons and I think without Embiid is not exactly a juggernaut.
That's fine with me. Like I said, I'm just rooting for – okay, I'm turning off the hockey. I'm going to go find, see if YouTube TV has the basketball, which they should, because I think NBA TV is on YouTube TV.
It is, but there's two games going on, so it may not be. So let's see what we got here. Nope, NBA Game Time Live, which means they're jumping between two games.
Ah, all right. I'll have to find it.
Plus,
somewhere else.
There's
anyway.
3 minutes left in a tie hockey game in the playoffs. So.
Wait, can you watch it live on ESPN? No. Okay. Yeah, that's true. It is playoff hockey. It's hard to get rid of playoff hockey. You're absolutely right. See? I have told you you're right now like three times today.
How does that feel inside? Does that hurt a little? Does it make you feel a little queasy?
No, it would feel a lot more queasy if it was my brother. Not so queasy
for
you.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Either of them, that would make sense.
Either more the younger one than the older one. But the older one I could safely admit to when I'm wrong. It doesn't happen very often.
Understood.
So anyway, so are you interested at all now in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I've been following it. I'm watching a little bit of it. You know, I give credit to Brooklyn. They have no talent. They're literally playing guys. And Jacques Vaughn is, you know, they beat the Clippers. I think they beat the Magic today, or they were beating the Magic. Like, they're going to hold to the seventh seed, which is really pretty damn impressive. Now, they're not going to beat anybody. They can't beat Toronto or Milwaukee or Boston, or Indiana for that matter. But, you know, good for them to get there. I kind of wish they didn't, so they would have they could have a lottery pick. But this has all been about next year for them. And, you know, the problem I see is I don't know what coach you go for if you're Brooklyn.
It's Jacques Vaughn.
Is
going to be Jacques Vaughn. It's going to be for many different reasons. But number one is the fact that you're not going to pay two coaches if you're the Nets.
Well, but
Jacques
Vaughn didn't sign. Jacques Vaughn is an interim coach.
No, but you're already paying Atkinson.
Dude, Joe Yang, dude's a billionaire. I don't think he's that concerned. I mean, this happens all the time. I mean, how many coaches were the Knicks playing at one time? Four or five?
Yeah, but that's the Knicks. The Knicks are just stupid. I mean, and hopefully we'll only be paying one.
This is good. This is your best chance at a championship at a minimum.
Ever.
Since
ever.
2003. But
no,
probably,
ever.
Well, look, they made the final. They made the finals 2 years in a row, and they made it to game six against San Antonio. So,
sure.
I mean, so you could say that, or you could say since the ABA, either way.
Okay.
You know, but you're going
right.
to have – so do you really want Jacques Vaughn being the guy leading you to that?
Well, I'm going to throw a comparison out here.
You're
going to
throw out Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, they can get Ty Lue.
No,
yeah,
I'm
I
saying
don't really want
Ty Lue.
I get it.
No, Ty Lue with the Cavaliers is the same as Jacques Vaughn is with the Nets, right?
Right, and I honestly thought that was the wrong – I mean, I didn't think that was the right call either. It paid off, but was it the right call? I mean, well, I guess they won, so you can't really say nothing.
They won.
You can't really say negative.
Paid off. Paid off for Ty Lue, too. 5 years and $30 million it paid off. By
the way,
they
fired
him 3 years.
Then he left like 2.5 years in.
If you're actually watching this Tampa Bay Columbus game, Tampa Bay just looks all sorts of off.
Yep.
Like everything Columbus is doing is working, except scoring. But everything they're doing is working.
Now is
Tampa Bay
Stamkos
is
back
not
yet?
A Stamkos. No, there's no Stamkos. And Victor Hedman, we have a move. Victor Hedman is hurt. There he is. He's playing. He's in the middle. Number 77. He is a monster, by the way. Anyway, but yeah, I think they're going to keep Vaughn. I think especially with what he's doing now, I think they keep Vaughn. Because I'm not sure there's a better option for them.
Well, that's it. The problem I've had all along is I thought Atkinson was the best option that there was.
Right.
You're not getting Popovich, which is crazy rumor. So are you really going to use a first-year guy? You know, to coach Durant and Irving. I mean, Irving is certainly not known as the easiest guy to coach on his best day with a veteran coach. And we don't know what we're getting back with Durant, you know, coming off of the year. Is he going to be the Durant of old? Is he going to be a is he going to be a step behind? Like, not that he's not going to be a great player, but he may not be the Kevin Durant of 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yep.
But he may have the expectations of the Durant of 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Well, and I think that's the expectation you do have, which is, I think that's an unrealistic expectation. By the way, 1 second left in Columbus, Tampa Bay, 2-2 tie. There are no shootouts in the playoffs, and we got one face-off down at the right, and that's it. So now they're going to go to overtime, which is the best part about playoff hockey, is overtime, because it's golden goal. Unlike some soccer or some other sports that have a ball. That's the best part. Anyway, I agree with you. I don't think that there was a better choice if you're not going to shoot the moon. Does Popovich come over? I doubt it. And if he's not, then who is? And then, like I said, I think it's going to be Vaughn. I think he's just going to stay there. I don't think there's anybody better. I don't think there's anybody different. I don't think there's anybody you could bring in like a guy. I'm not saying bring in David Blatt, but bring in a guy like David Blatt that changes the way that things work. But when you got guys like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they kind of like the way things are. They don't want change. They don't want this new breed. They are doing just fine with the old breed. I don't see any, and from what I understand, Vaughn and Kyrie get along, and that may be the most important thing in the Net uniform.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap up here, and we will be back next week with a full hour because we have an NBA preview show. We actually have a show, a real show, that we have to do some research and not just talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But congratulations to vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris. And I'll tell you what, I look forward to seeing you in the old executive building. That's my take.
Yeah.
So
happy birthday to, if not my biggest fan, at least my second, my sister Michelle, who turned a certain age yesterday.
24. 24. Happy birthday, Michelle. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one, everybody.
Have a good one.